The Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin. Good morning, everybody. A good tabach. The Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin on the base discusses the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Ein B'Yochamet Zala B'Sreifa. Tosfos there thinks that we should paskan like Rabbi Yehuda. Most of the Rishonim paskan like the Chachamim, Yochad V'Rabim Halachik Rabim, and the Tur quotes the Ri Bala Tosfos. The Rosh quotes this Machlokes. The Tur quotes the Ri Bala Tosfos. Who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda because the Stam Mishnah in the end of Temura is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Shita, so the Gemara says at one point, it's a Mam Hatzina from Noisar. And Noisar is Osa Bachila and Osa Bahanoa, and has an Issa Karis if you eat it. So too Chametz Osa Bachila, Osa Bahanoa, and has an Issa Karis if you eat it on Pesach. So therefore it's Ton Srefer. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if that's really true, Chelbel Shoshaniskal Yochiach, Shoshaniskal is Osa Bahanoah, Osa Bachila, Osa Bahanoah, but it's not, there's no Einish Kares. Chelev has an Iser Kares if you eat it, but there's no Isa Hanoah at all. Chelev is Mutabanoah, but if you put the two together, if you have Chelev Shel Shoshaniskal, then it's Osa Bachila, Osa Bahanoah with an Iser Kares, according to Rabbi Yehuda's argument, if it's a Mamatzino, then it should come out that that chelab shaniskal should be ton sreif, and there is no such din. So Tosis on the bottom here is hiksha, maybe there is a din. If your beard is learning out the mamatzino from noisod or whatever, zasa bachil osa bahano, and onish kare is besreifa, so why not say chelab shaniskal is also? So somehow, Tosis is the kasha. Somehow the Gemara knew that that it's not so, that no one holds that that's besreifa. So that was the Gemara's question. So we mentioned it's not really so crucial to the sugya, but just to mention over the names of big Talmid Chachamim, the Avnei Nezer, the Chassachet Shavu Rebbe, died around 100 years ago, had a very outstanding Talmid, Rabbi Michael Forschlager. When he came to America, when he was a teenager, he learned the Chavrusa with the Avnei Nezer the last few years of his life. He came to America and he lived in Baltimore for many years, and he wrote many, many svarim. And only one sefer of his was printed, and it didn't sell well. The people who put up the money decided that if it sells well, then they'll print the other svarim. And it didn't sell well, so they never printed the others. So a couple of years ago, someone wrote a whole biography about this Rabbi Michael Forschlager, and the hope that would aroused a little more interest in the person and in his printing the svarim. I don't think they printed anything yet, but they hope to print some more. So he, many years ago, I must have been a bar mitzvah bocher, many years ago in Hapardes. Hapardes was a Torah journal that came out in America for many, many years, 60, 70 years, I don't know, maybe more. So this Rabbi Michael Forschlager wrote over Shalashuda's Torah that he heard from the Sachat Shavu Rebbe from Avnei Nezer that goes as follows. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Amud Beis discusses the obligation to recite Hallel on Yomim Tovim. So the Gemara says a question, why don't we recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is considered a Moed. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah explains what does that mean? Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, and you should recite Hallel because it's a Moed. So he thinks Ramban comes to defend the opinion of the Bahag. The Rambam was not the first to write a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Halachas Gedolos is basically a Sefer HaMitzvahs from the days of the Gaonim. The one who wrote the Halachas Gedolos probably was not from one of the Gaonim himself. The Gaonim were the heads of the yeshiva. So he was probably not like the Shiltas, lived in the days of the Gaonim, but he wasn't the head of the yeshiva. So the Bahag was probably not. Some Rishonim thought that the Bahag was written by Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon, and the Rabban always attributes it to Rabbi Shimon Kayora. Whatever. So the Sefer Halachas Gedolos is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam patterned a lot of his Sefer HaMitzvahs after the Bahag, but there were certain issues where he disagreed with the Bahag. So one of them was regarding Hallel. The Halachas Gedolos considers Hallel, reciting of Hallel, to be one of the mitzvahs d'oraisa, one of the mitzvahs. The Halachas Gedolos also includes mitzvahs d'rabbanan, Mikra Megillah, and Hadlakas Neres Chanukah Netilas Yadayim. So maybe he counts halal because he thinks that you should include mitzvahs derabbanan as well. So the Rambam understood the Bahag that he's counting halal, thinking that halal is deraisa, and he's masik on the Bahag. How can halal be deraisa? There's no posik in Chumash that says that you have to recite halal. So the Ramban comes to defend, doesn't necessarily mean that he agrees with the Bahag. Every so often he writes something to say from this is just to defend the Bahag. Same thing, the Melchamas on the Rif comes to defend the Rif from the kashas of the Balamor. Doesn't necessarily mean that he agrees with the Rif. He just feels bad why the Rambam attacked the Bahag so much, and he feels bad why the Balamor was only a teenager. I think he writes that he's only 19 or 18 years old and he's writing Hasogas on the Rif. The Rif was the Sefer Psak Halacha at that time. So a lot of times the Ramban and the Macham is just defending the Rif, but he himself doesn't really agree with the Rif. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs to defend the Bahag. Maybe the Bahag is of the opinion that Halal is the Raisa and it's a part of the Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. You have to have Simchas Aguf by having Achila Shtia, Basa V'Yayin, and you have to have Simchas HaNefesh by reciting Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he interprets the whole Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudim and Beis that discusses the reciting of Halal based on this premise. So the Gemara says we recite Halal on Yomim Tovim because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So the Gemara asks, so why not recite Halal on Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, Shabbos is not called Moed. It means that on Shabbos there's no Chiyav Simcha. It's only Chiyav Simcha on Yomim Tovim. That's Taka Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out. That the Mishnah says in the third parak in Moed Katan that when one is in the middle of Shiva Shloshim and it comes Yontav, so Yontav cancels the Shiva, Yontav cancels the Shloshim. Shabbos does not cancel Shiva, does not cancel Shloshim, because Yontav, there's a Chi of Simcha, and Simcha and Avelus are attacked to this Asri. So that's why it cancels the Shiva, cancels the Shloshim. But Shabbos is no Chi of Simcha. Shabbos, we don't observe Avelus before Hesia, because Tosis explains all this based on the Yerushalmi in the Moed Katan, the third parak of Moed Katan, Eile Mekalchen. So the one doesn't observe Avilus before Hesian Shabbos because it says Vayivarech Elokim Yom HaShvi'i that Shabbos is a day of bracha, and the pasuk says in Mishlei Birchas Hashem Hi Tashir Velo Yosef Etzavimo because it's Birchas Hashem because Shabbos is a day of bracha. That's why you don't express Atzvus in public. You observe Avilus if one is in Avilus, he observes Avilus Betzina, but not before Hesian. But Shabbos counts as a day of Shiva, Shabbos counts as a day of Shloshim. But because Yontav has a mitzvah of Simcha on it, that's why you say Shachyanu on Yontav. Some of the Rishonim say Shachyanu is connected with the mitzvah of Simcha. On Shabbos, we don't recite Shachyanu because there is no mitzvah of Simcha. So the Gemara raised the question, why don't we recite Halal every Shabbos? The Gemara says Shabbos is not Ikri Moed. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs interprets that there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Therefore, there's no Chiv Halal. Then the Gemara asks, what about Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed? Why don't we recite Halal? So where is Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed? So Rashi has a whole pshat there. So the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this Ramban, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs Ramban says, Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, then on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiv Simcha de Tur. And Hilchas Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Gaonim, from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, then on Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiyav Simcha, as we see in the Pasuk, V'am Simchaschem, V'madechem, V'rosh Echadshechem, V'skaitem Echadzotzes, Alalasechem, Alzivchei Shamechem. It means that in the Beis HaMikdosh, in connection with the Hakrovus HaMasofim, in the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a Chiyav Simcha. B'gvulin, there is no Chiyav Simcha, but in the Beis HaMikdosh, there is a Chiyav Simcha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Gemara has a din if a person forgot to say it, say, and the Birchas HaMazon, and he finished Bein Verachma B'Yishalayim Amen, and he didn't start the next Bracha Tov HaMeitiv yet. So there's a special Nusach HaBracha. It's printed in a lot of the Sidurim. If you remember, after Bein Verachma B'Yishalayim Amen, before you start Tov HaMeitiv, so you say it's a special Bracha. So if it's Yomim Tovim and you forgot Yalav V'Yavai, so you say Baruch To Hashem Elokein Maham Shenasi Yomim Tovim in Yisrael, if it's Rosh Chodesh, so the Gemara is not sure whether he mentioned L'simcha in that bracha or not. What's the suffix? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, because there is a chiyuv simcha, but only a migdosh. There is a chiyuv simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no chiyuv simcha b'gvulim. So that was the Gemara's. So that's why it's a suffix in the Gemara and brachas when you say that special bracha for one who forgot Yalav Yovim Brichas Amazon, whether on Rosh Chodesh, whether he mentioned simcha or not. So the Gemara there in Erchen Daf Yudam Beis raised the question: why don't we recite Halal Shalem every Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, because Rosh Chodesh is mutab asiyas malachim. What does Halal have to do with asiyas malachim? We say Halal Shalem on each day of Chalamoit Sukkis. And there is a machlokes in Taisvus at the end of the last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, where the Melechus Chalamoit is deraisa derabbanan. The Gemara in Chagiga says, we read in between the lines of the psukim, so the Gemara, the Tanaim, figured out that there's an Issa Malacha Chalamoit, but it's not to the same extent as Yontif. In Chalamoit, you have many muhatah. In Yontif, you only have a heter Oichal Nefesh. Shabbos, you have a heter Pikuch Nefesh. And for Kiddush HaChodesh, if the Edim saw the Levana, they want to rush to Yerushalayim to tell the Bez Nagorol that they should make today Rosh Chodesh, and if they wait till after Shabbos, it'll be too late. They'll make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. We want to make today Rosh Chodesh. So that's a din, that for the sake of the Edim coming to the Beis Avad to tell the Bezin in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh that they saw the Levana. So Kiddush HaChodesh is Deich HaShabbos, and Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos, and Korbish and Zmana Kavua is Deich HaShabbos, and Mila Bizmana is Deich HaShabbos, a whole bunch of heterim. But not Oichal Nefesh. And Oichal Nefesh is Deche Mutter on Yontif. Then a Chalamoid, in addition to those Haterim, you have more Haterim. You have whatever is at Tzorach Hamoid, and whatever is Dov HaOved. You have a whole list. Tzorchi Rabim, you have a whole list. So there's a big question whether that Issa Malach on Chalamoid, is that a real Din D'Oraisa, or is that an Asmachtim of the Rabbanim? The Gemara in Chagiga asks, how did they figure this out? So the Gemara finally answered, "La Masorah Hakosav Ela LaChachamim." So that's what Tosfos in the last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah has two opinions. How do you translate that phrase, "La Masorah Hakosav Ela LaChachamim"? So half of the Balei HaTosfos understand that the Chachamim have a right to invent Dinim Derabbanan, and they invented this Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and that's how the Ramah paskens the Malachas Chol HaMoed, the Mechaber paskens like that. The Malachas Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan. And the other Balei HaTosfos understood, no, there's a din, the Chacham have right to invent dinim derabbanan, that's one din. Then there's another concept that is deraisa, even if you're not using the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Nidresh HaSpem. There's another concept in the Midrash in deraisas, La Masorah HaKosav Ela LaChachamim. It's up to the Chachamim to interpret what's included, what's not included. For example, Chukas Hakam, what's included, what's not included. So the Kesem Mishneh writes on the side of the Ramam, La Masorah HaKosav Ela HaChachamim. The Chachamim have to determine what's included, what's not included. So the same over here, Chol HaMoed, the Ramah paskens like this opinion, like that opinion in Tosfos, that Melechus Chol HaMoed is deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik posed the question, what do you mean that we don't recite Halal Shalem on Rosh Chodesh because it's not Igdish Basias Malacha? It doesn't have Kedusha Ta'asa B'Malacha. But according to half of the Rishonim, Chol HaMoed, the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanon, and you still say Halal Shalem every day of Chol HaMoed Sukkis. And then he pointed out that even according to the Ramah, who passed like the other half of the Rishonim, the Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa. So he quoted the Keren Oira. Keren Oira is a sefer on the Masechtas that deal mainly with Kochim, written by the younger brother of the Mishkanos Yankiv. Mishkanos Yankiv was one of the early Talmidim in Valozhin, Rav Chaim Valozhin. So the Keren Oira writes a sefer on Moed Katan. Moed Katan starts with the Dinim of Malachas Chol HaMoed. The whole Masechta is about Malachas Chol HaMoed, and the last parak has a lot about Avelos, but it has about Malachas Chol HaMoed also. So the Keren Oira writes on the first page in a sefer on Moed Katan, even if one will assume that the Malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa, it doesn't start off as an Issa Malacha. The Malacha is because there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Chol HaMoed, and if you do Malacha, that'll be a steer to the Simchas, a regal. But it's not really an Issa Malacha. It's not that it's Igdish. He said, so Rav Soloveitchik posed the question, even if you hold that the malachas chalmoed is deraisa, it's not that it's an isa malacha, it's a din of simchas yontif. That's how I used to say on Purim. The Gemara says that they wanted to make an isa malacha on Purim, and then they repealed it, because if you read the Megillah, it says, first it says Yom Tov, and then when it says they made the takonis, it leaves out the yontif. So Gemara interprets that originally they wanted to ask the malacha, then they left it out, and it depends on the minig amokim. The minig is that whenever possible, people should not go to work on Purim. So what is the isa malacha all about? So our salvation, he said, the isa malacha is because of simcha, because we do it not the same as Shabbos and yontif. There's an isa malacha. It's like chalamoid. Like the Karen Erez said, that even if you all malachos chalamoid is an isa deraisa, it's not b'toras malacha, it's b'toras bitul simchas yontif. So the same over here. He thought that maybe even if you hold that Purim is also bin malacha, that's only Purim bayom. But Leil Purim, the night before Purim, you don't have any of the mitzvahs hayom, the Sudas Purim shasa balayla lo yotze yidecha vasei, and the pashtas and shulchan arches at shalachmanis matanis lav yainim, all the mitzvahs have to be bayom. That's Rav Soloveitchik liked very much the idea of Rav Shlomo Levilna and the Binyan Shlomo, that even if one should assume that that Mikra Megillah on Purim was instituted in the days of Mordechai Esther, at the beginning of the Baisheni period, perhaps before the Binyan Baisheni. The story of Purim occurred just a year or two soon before the Gemara of the Binyan Baisheni, the end of the 7 years of Golas Bavel. So even though Mikra Megillah was instituted then, but Mikra Megillah Leil Purim, that was instituted Bizman HaAmoraim. That's why he liked the idea, even if you say that Mikra Megillah is Medirei Kabbalah, but Leil Purim is only Medirei Rabbanan. That's not Medirei Kabbalah. It was instituted Bizman HaAmoraim, yeah. So that's why he thought that Leil Purim, there is no mitzvah of Simcha. So even the Yisra Malacha will only apply Bayom of Purim, there's an Yisra Malacha. Leil Purim, there shouldn't be an Yisra Malacha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Yisra Malacha on Purim, according to what they wanted to institute, and then they repealed it, and so it only depends on the minig amokim. So the minig is, whenever there's an inyan of simcha, then doing malacha is a tarta de sasra to simcha. So getting back again, so that's how he interpreted the Gemara says, you don't recite halal shalem on Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh has a chiyuv simcha. So to this, the Gemara responds, that's how the Ramban, Rav Soloveitchik found this line in the Ramban, that the simcha, Amrish Chodesh, is really only a migdosh. Lo yigdosh basiyas malacha means that the inyan of simcha is only a migdosh. In chutz la migdosh, there is no chiyuv simcha. On Shabbos and Yontif, there's an isa malacha, although because it starts off as an isa malacha, but on Rosh Chodesh, that the the isa Rosh Chodesh is muta basiyas malacha means that the mitzvah of simcha is only a migdash, and chutz la migdash there is no mitzvah of simcha. That's what led him to. He liked what his father said. He said, "Oh, the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik." That the Gemara tells the story in the end of, where is it? The end of Maseches Tainis, I think. That Rav Ikla Lebovel, Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael for quite a while, and he got smicha from Rav Yehuda Hanasi, and then he went back to Bovel in order to establish a yeshiva. And Shmuel also learned in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Bovel to establish a yeshiva in a different city, two different cities. So Rav and Shmuel were contemporaries of each other. They didn't come to Bovel on the same boat. They went separately, but about the same time, approximately the same time. So the Gemara says Rav came to Bovel. The reason why he went to Bovel, because there were such Amaratzim, they meant to observe mitzvahs. It wasn't that they were like reformer conservatives. They were very frum, but they didn't know any dinim. So they established yeshivas, said that people should be more learned. So he came to Shul and Rosh Chodesh, and they start, and the Chazam is saying halal. And he figured, there they go again. They don't know the ABC of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Who says halal on Rosh Chodesh? Rav is already an adult, and he already had smicha. He never heard of anybody saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Sova Lapsukina. He was going to walk over to the Chazan and tell him that he's making a mistake. You're not supposed to say Halal Amish Chodesh. But then Tilly had a chance to walk over to the Chazan. They skipped one of the paragraphs and they went to the next paragraph. So he's bothered with another kasha. He has two kashas. Why are they saying Halal and why are they skipping? Whoever skips. So he understood. He never heard of Chatzi Hal. And every so they never had a Chatzi Hal. So he says, so he figured one kasha for him is the other. It must be that their reciting of Halal is only a minig, and that's why they're skipping. When you're obligated to say Halal, then you say Halal Shalom. When you're not obligated, you want to volunteer on your own, then it's not proper to say Halal Shalom. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to such Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus. When you're not obligated to recite Halal, so you can't just say it's Pirkei Tehillim. You're allowed to say Tehillim. No, the Gemara has a din. Koloi mahalal b'chol yom harez ha-mechareh f'megadev. You're not allowed to say Halal every day. And Rav Soloveitchik understood, b'chol yom is labdavke, even if you say Halal once a year, but on a day when you're not obligated to, so that's also not proper. You're only permitted to recite Halal when there's an obligation to recite Halal. The people who say Tehillim every day, so they divide it up and they complete the Tehillim once a month or they complete once a week, whatever. They're from Minhagim, so that the Munkacha has a tshuva. Others, other recent Achrenim have tshuvas like this. That's not a violation. I'm a Halal B'chol Yom. He's not saying it B'toris Halal. He's saying it B'toris Tehillim. Yesterday he said the Prokem before. Tomorrow he's going to say the Prokem after. And he just goes in order. He says the whole Tehillim. But if you single out the Halal, to recite Halal on a day when you're not obligated to, that's not proper. Like the Gemara says, Dan Sheknes HaGdoyla instituted all the brachas and all the tefillas. Then the Gemara says, Mikan v'yelech, after the close of the tkufa, the historical period of Dan Sheknes HaGdoyla, also l'sapa b'shvacha shal mokam, it's prohibited to make up, to compose your own brachas. It's not proper. Based on the pasuk, Mi yimala gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehilosa, Mi roi l'mala gvuras Hashem, who is worthy to recite praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who knows Lashmiya Kol Tehillosai, one of those that actually prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. How do we know? We don't know what you're supposed to say, what you're not supposed to say. The Gemara says, Moshal, the farmer has no hasaga of wealth. Farmers are usually not so wealthy. So the farmer will speak about the king and say, the king is so rich, he has $100 in his bank account. That's a joke, $100. The king has billions of dollars in his bank account. What kind of a moshel is that? So we will say praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know what's reasonable to say, what's unreasonable. So we'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by silly things. We'll say stupid things that we shouldn't say. Rav Soloveitchik said he used to go a lot of times to graduations, and they would always, usually at a graduation of a Jewish school, Maimonides or any other school, so they'd always honor one of the fathers or grandfathers who's a rabbi to say a benediction, to say a tefillah. So he said everybody would make up their own tefillahs. He said he thought that most of them were ridiculous, that people were making up tefillahs that sounded silly to him. He didn't like the fact that people composed the kinnis for Tisha B'Av either over the Shoah. He said, we don't know how to compose. In the days of the Rishonim, okay, so they composed kinnis about that they would recite a different occasion, Chav Sivan, and the other occasions in the year over and above the kinnis that we traditionally say on Tisha B'Av, they composed kinnis. They said, must pick what the Rishonim composed. But he thought that we live in a generation that people just don't know what they're talking about. They don't know. He thought it's not right to make up your own tefillah. It's not right to make up your own kinnis. So the Gemara has such a comment. Mi mal gros Hashem yashmi kol tehillosai. So the prohibition not to say halal b'chol yom is lav davke b'chol yom. You're not permitted to say halal shalom on a day that you're not obligated to. That's why it's a question about halal on yom atzmud, halal on yom Yerushalayim. So many people say, what's so bad? So I say, prokem of tehillim. So it's not halal. No, but you're saying it is halal. So even if I'm not saying a brocha, even if you don't say a brocha, to say halal shalom is already questionable. If you're not mechuyev to, so it should be, according to this Rabbeinu Yonah, shouldn't be allowed to. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that those who want to say halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, he would recommend they should say chatzi halal b'li brocha. Brocha was always a question, is it right when you say chatzi halal, that's an indication that's only a minig. So the Rambam's opinion is that when you fulfill a minig, when you say chatzi halal amash chedesh, the Gemara says it's only a minig. That's what Rav is going to be mafsik the balabat and why they're saying halal amash chedesh. But then he realized that it's only a minig because they're skipping a couple of paragraphs. So he let them recite it. So that's what the Adeni Yehuda says. You're not allowed to say Halal Shalom on a day that you're not mechuyev to, but to say Chatzi Halal, that is okay. So that's what he said. If you want to say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim, if you say Chatzi Halal, believe Brocha, then it's okay. Because Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh is a question whether you say Brocha. The Rabbi Natam says you may say Brocha because you were mechuyev mitam minig. And the Rambam holds you don't say Brocha on a minig. So he wasn't so convinced that the minig is so strongly rooted yet that we should recite, I don't know, Rav Soloveitchik died a long time ago, over 25 years ago, I think. 93, he died in 93, yeah, sure. So maybe now he would say that you should say Brocha, I don't know. So the Gemara, Nechand Daf Yunim and Beis raised the question, why don't we recite Halal on Shabbos? Gemara, every week on Shabbos. Gemara said, because Shabbos is not ikri moed. Means there's no mitzvah of simcha, and halal has to do with simcha. Then the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, the ikri moed. Rosh Chodesh, there is a mitzvah of simcha. So why don't we recite halal? Shalem, we only say chatzi halal, that's a meaning. Why aren't we obligated to recite halal? Shalem. So to that, the Gemara responds that it's lo yigdish basiyas malacha. Halal is not really connected with malacha, but what it means is, that's how the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs reads the Gemara. What it means is that the inyan of Simcha is only a migdosh. The chutzla migdosh is muta basiyas malacha. So that shows that there's no inyan of Simcha chutzla migdosh. That's what led Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik to understand that in the Beis HaMikdash it did say halal shalom. And the minig in Bavel to recite chatzi halal on Rish Chodesh is like called the tikkun rabbanan, came the rice of tikkun. In the Migdash, they did say halal, because there was a chiv simcha. Chutz l'migdash, that depends on the minig. That's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. And that's what it sounds very much from the Lashon of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik published this many years ago. One of the big Mizrahi leaders was Rav Zev Gold. So when he was a knockout speaker, Rav Soloveitchik said in public that he picked up part of his style of reciting drushes, delivering drushes from Rav Zev Gold. He was a Mizrahi leader in Europe also. So he was the father-in-law of the rabbi who wrote this set, Tenuas HaMusa. I think this set was dedicated in memory of his father-in-law, Rabbi Zev Gold. So Rav Soloveitchik delivered a hesped that's included in the volumes, the collected essays of Rav Soloveitchik in Hebrew. So in that hesped, he talks about the uniqueness of Rosh Chodesh, and he talks about this Ramban, and he quotes what his father said, that in Migdosh, they probably were obligated to recite Halal Shalem on Rosh Chodesh, just Bigvulin. It was a minig pattern after what they did in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it sounds like that in the Ramban. The problem is that the Gemara there in the end of Tainus talks about this whole story, Rabbi Klala Bavel, and they were saying halal there. The simple reading of the Gemara is that they're talking about the Migdosh. The Mishnah in Tainus talks about what they did in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that even in the Beis HaMikdosh, they did not recite halal on Rosh Chodesh. And that was quite a problem. Everything else, based on the Gemara, the whole Cheshbon should follow. That in Migdash, they said Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh, but it doesn't seem, the Gemara seems to say the Farish, not so. Anyway, so this Rabbi Michael Forschlager, who lived in Baltimore for many years, and he sat and he learned all day long. He learned and he wrote. So he printed this Vater that he heard from the Sacher Chevre Rebbe on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, by Shalashudas. Usually Shalashudas, he said Chzidus, Adiri Kabbalah, and this time he said Halacha. So he asked the Kasha, you don't say Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh because it's Muta Basiyas Malacha. You don't say Halal Shalom on Shabbos because it's not Ikri Moya, but if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then you have both. So why don't we recite Halal Shalom? Why aren't we Mechir Miyikir Adin to recite Halal Shalom? So the Sachachava Rabbi gave a Terah, Avner Nezer gave a Terah, he said, the Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Rosh Chodesh don't blend in together to be one hyphenated Kedusha Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And Shabbos alone is not Mechayiv because it's Le'ikri Moed. There's no Chiyuv Simcha. Rosh Chodesh alone is not Mechayiv because Muta Basiyas Malacha. And the two don't blend in together, so therefore there's no Mechayiv. Not so complicated an answer. The question, is it true? Is it not true? Maybe the two Kedushas do blend in together. Okay, so that's what to discuss. After learning, there's a Gemara, the first half in Perakol HaTodir. in Zvachim on Daf Peites. The Gemara there sounds like it says that they do blend in together. So this is a topic and learning. When you have Rosh Chodesh Cholias B'Shabbos, the two Kedushas blend in. They constitute one new Kedusha Sayyam hyphenated Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or do you have one Kedusha Sayyam superimposed upon the other? That's the question. So the Rabbi Michael Forschlager asked Akasha, at the way the Avnei Nezer said that the two don't blend in together. So what was the Gemara's Kasha on Ardaf? Chelav Shah Niskal Yochiach. Why is it a Kasha against Rabbi Yudah? Maybe Rabbi Yudah is right. You learn out from Noisar that whenever something is also Bachil Ban Noan in Onush Kores, you learn out from the Parsha of Noisar that is Tons Reifa. And that carries over to Chometz B'Pesach. It's also Bachil Ban Noan. And it's on Ishkaris, and you don't have a kasha from Chelev Shavaniskal because Chelev alone is Mutabanoa, and Shavaniskal alone doesn't have Karis. Each one independently doesn't have, is not Mechayev in Sreifa, and the two don't blend in together. It happens to be that one is superimposed on the other. It happens to be the Chelev is always Chelev, then when the Mezen makes a Gmardin on the Shavaniskal, so they're superimposing an Issa Hanoa, but it's not that there's an Issa Hanoa that has Koris on Achila. The Koris is because of the Chelev, and the Issa Hanoa is because of the Gmardin of the Shavaniskal. Why should they blend in together? So what was the Gemara's Kasha? That's what he printed in Hapardis. He quoted the Dvar Torah that he heard from the Sochet Shavar Rebbe, and he asked this Kasha. It's not so relevant to the Hemshach HaGemar, but I just wanted you should know that there was such a person as Rabbi Chol Forschlager, and the word from the Avnei Nezer is an interesting word. It could be Rav Soloveitchik would never talk about these kind of side kashas. He would only discuss how to read the Gemara. The Gemara reads very well, even without this, but it could be that this is along the lines of what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam. Chaim Soloveitchik says that the Chi of Sreif, according to Rabbi Yudah, stems from the fact that the chometz is so usser. He learns it out from the iser, whatever is usser, b'achila b'anoh, and in onush koris on the achila, so that's the matzav of the chefze is mechayiv here to do sreifa on it. So it could be that the two isurim do blend in together because the chefze is usser b'achila b'anoh and onush koris if you lead it. If you eat it, if you get hanoah, there's no karis. But if you eat it, then you get karis. It could be that that's why the Gemara thinks that the two should blend in together over here. I didn't answer Tosis Kasha. How did the Gemara know that it's not true? Maybe the din is that it is Bisreifa. But why over here you blend them in together and there you don't blend it in together? Either you're talking, is Rosh Chodesh Mechayiv and Halal. So Rosh Chodesh alone is not Mechayiv, and Shabbos alone is not Mechayiv, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the two Kedushas don't blend in together. One is superimposed on the other. But over here, if you say like Rav Chaim claims, that the tone Sreifa, according to Rav Yudah, flows from the fact that the Heftz is so usser, it's so condemned, that it's tone Sreifa, Rav Chaim wanted to somehow distinguish between this and other, if you hold like the Rabbanan, if you hold like the Chachamim, the Hashbusasa B'chol Dover, so he thought it doesn't come from the Chefze. The Gavra has a mitzvah to destroy it. But when it's like Rabbi Yudah, it's Osa B'achil B'ana, and Onish Kares, then the Chayva Sreifa stems from the Chefze. So therefore, what Rabbi Chaim somehow said, that makes a difference, whether you say Nasis Mitzvah, and L'chol Dover, and Nasis Mitzvah, Mo'elambo. So that we didn't fully understand. Why should that depend on whether the chiyuv sreifa stems from the matzav of the chefze or there's a mitzvah to burn it? Okay, that was we didn't fully understand that. But if you say that the tone sreifa stems from the matzav of the chefze, then you understand why here the two do blend in together because the chefze of the chelav shaniskal. Bottom line, it's also b'achila b'ano. And it's onish kari, so it should be ton sreifa. The Gemara quoted the three different opinions. The Gemara wanted to know whom does the Mishnah go like. The Mishnah says chometz shal yisrael shavar la pesach. Here's the Mishnah is on chof chesam and al chometz shal yisrael shavar all of ha pesach is asa b'hanoah. Chemtze shalakim shavar alav pesach is mutaba, no, mutaba achila as well. So the Gemara asked, whom does it go like? So he said there were three opinions. So one Tana was Rabbi Yosef Haglili. Rabbi Yosef Haglili, they quote the Loshon, Tamea al atzmecha. You should be surprised. I'm surprised. It doesn't, how did you come up with such a wild idea? Why is it such a wild idea? So there's a taste which I think in Zvachim, where Taisa talks about that. Why does he use such a Loshon, Tamea al atzmecha? So I saw the Reisha Rav has Baron Levine, who was killed in the war. He has a whole pilpul, but it's really a pilpul. It's a fancy pilpul. It's not pshat at all. Why Rabbi Yisagli uses a Loshon? He quotes the Taisus, finds that expression strange, unusual. Tamea al atzmecha. Sounds like l'shitascha, according to what you hold, it doesn't make any sense. What did the Chachamim say that led Rabbi Yosef Haglili to say Tamei al Atzmecha? So that's that you have to think about that. Yeah. So the Gemara wants to know whom does the Mishnah go like? If the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef Haglili, see, Bechamim's bit Pesach is muta b'hanoa. It's also by Yerah, by Matzah, but it's muta b'hanoa. And if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds Chamash Alu HaPesach is Mutabano. So the Gemara, Mutabachila, Mutabano, Gemara says, yeah, Omar Rabbe, the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, Maide Reb Shimon, that there's a penalty Maide Rabbanon. Kanasa Kanes Hol Behov Alev, Bali Roi Bai Matz. Then the Gemara has, it says on the side, L'kamon, Laman Amad Aleph. This is 13 lines from the top of Chavtes Amad Aleph. So Rabbi says, Amar Rabbi, Liolam Reb Shimon, the Mishnah on Chav Ches, Amar Al goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Knesset Kones, all about your Rabbi Matzah. Then the Gemara says a few lines later, Bishleim, well, Rabbi, the Mishnah reads well, that it says, Mishum Shenemar, Leiro Elacha. So they changed the Girsa, Mishum Shenemar. We have in the Mishnah Shenemar. Shenemar sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. Mishum Shenemar means it's a Din D'Rabbanan. He pointed out, yeah. The Rabbanan Sefer Mitzvahs points that out. When it, not on this Gemara, but on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin talks about the Kohen Gadol attending the funeral of one of his parents. So the Pasuk says, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. So the Gemara says, a discussion, what's included Min HaTorah in the Pasuk, what's included Min HaRabbanan, and that Pasuk, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. So the Gemara changes the Girsa and the Mishnah. Instead of Shenemar, should say Mishum Shenemar. If it's only the Rabbanon, then you say Mishum Shenemar. If it's a Deraisa, then you say Shenemar, as it says in the Chumash. So Gemara says, according to Rava, the Mishnah should say Mishum Shenemar. So then the Gemara says, that's Rava's opinion. And who was the other Amar? Rav Acha by Yaakov came up with a Nupshat. No, the Olam in the Mishnah goes like Rav Yudah. The chometz shavah la pesach is an isa deraisa. It's not a penalty mid the rabbanon. The chometz shalakam shavah la pesach is muta b'achila muta b'anoa. Why? Because he's yalef seor d'achila misaor d'reiya. Since it says leiro lecho shalcho yateray avalateray shalacherim, there's no bal yeroe by chometz shalakum. So who adenami? There's no isa achila chometz shalakum. So the Gemara says, really? So why doesn't it say like that in the Mishnah? Chomet shalakum, not over all about Pesach. Chomet shalakum muta b'achila on Pesach. So Tosa says, how can it be muta b'achila? If you're going to pick it up, if you're going to steal it from the goy, then the ganef, the Jewish ganef who steals from the goy, is chay b'achrais. If it's chay b'achrais, then you do violate bal yirah b'ayimotze. And then it'll be chemtze shal Yisrael. If kibbutz ol avachrayis, then it's chemtze shal Yisrael. So then it will be asam achila. How is it possible that the chametz belongs to a goy and the Jew is eating it? So they quote Rabbi Chanan of Asman and said, why is it impossible? The goy gives permission to the Jew to eat his chametz. Just because I give you permission to eat the food in my house doesn't mean the food. I give you permission to sit down on the chair. So I was makna the chair to you. The furniture still belongs to me. I gave you permission. There's no isa gezel. Usually, Shol Shalamidas is a gazlan. If you use my property without permission, you're right on Lo Sigzal. But if I gave you permission to eat the food, I invite you to eat by me. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion in Ebenezer. A boy and a girl, single people, are eating in my home. And the boy likes the girl, and he gives the piece of chicken that I gave him. He takes the chicken, gives it to the girl, and says, So is itself understood that I gave it to the guests, that it should belong to them? So the guests can now turn around and be mekadosh the single girl with the shabbat kesef. Well, no, I gave them permission to eat my chicken, but it's my chicken, it's not his. So he can't be mekadosh and isha with it. So that's a big discussion in Ibn Ezra. But the whole discussion is, what's the stomach? What's the umdana? But if, let's say, the host invites the guests and he says, I'm not makna, he says explicitly, I'm not being makna the food to any of the guests. I just give you permission to eat the food, and there's no isa gezel. There's no shel shalamidasa if you eat it. Then for sure, the food still belongs to the host, and the guests are eating his food, and there's no isa gezel. So why does Tosis find it impossible that the Jew should be eating chametz that belongs to a goy, and the Jew won't be in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzah? Why not? The goy owns the food, and he invited the Jews to sit and eat it. He eats and invites them to eat chametz. So chemta shalakum. It's not chemta shal ha-Yisrael. That's a very strange. Why Tosis couldn't understand what's so difficult over here. Then the Gemara quotes a braisa has a machlokes hatanoim. What's the din about the 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom of Chav Tesemanach? The Tanya, Echel Chomet Shal Hegdish B'moid. Person eats on Pesach or on Chal HaMoid. Mo'al V'yesham Emloi Mo'al. Machlokes whether there's Me'ila. If a Jew eats B'shoigig, Me'ila means that you pay Kerem HaChemesh and you bring Hashem Me'ilois. Is the Me'ila or not if you eat Chomet Shal Hegdish on Yontef or on Chal HaMoid? So Gemara wants to know, Man Yesham, why is there one opinion that there's no Me'ila? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the man do Amar, the Yesham, who hold there's no Me'ila, goes like Rav Nechunya ben Akonya, Shehoi Yoses Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. What does it mean? So Rashi explains that there is a din of Kamblei B'derabbanan. Kamblei B'derabbanan is based on a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, in the Parsha, in the Psukim that speak about the Mevelodis, Ki Natsa Anoshim and Akwi Shahara, the Yotza Yelodeha, and it says, Mlo Yeos, and if the woman doesn't get killed, then the one who is responsible for causing the fetus to die has to pay the Mevelodis to the father of the baby. Then it says, It mustn't yee, but if the mother dies, there's Menasata Nevish, Tachas Nevish, then you say, Kom Levi the Rab Mine. But im lo yas, and if the woman doesn't die, then you pay the mevelodis, and it says v'nasan b'flilim. So he mentioned from the Panim Yofes, and he quoted the Biskar Rav said the same, that Rashi and Tosis write in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph that even when you have a din of kamlei b'derabbanei set in, kamlei b'derabbanei means if there's a chiyav misa and a chiyav mamon chal b'idna. B'idna means b'vasacha, simultaneously. So then you only get the oynash misa, you don't pay the mamon. And even if it's chayv misa shogigim, even if he killed someone b'shogig, or even if it's mechal shabbos b'shogig, or even mizman hazeh, no one gets any einish misa. There's no Sanhedrin, and there's no mizbeach bana, so you can't administer misa's bezin. Still, that's called tana de bechiske, the brisa in Yechiske's yeshiva, that kam levi the rabbi applies even b'shogig, b'mishogig, b'mezeh, b'mirenes, b'miras, and even though there's no einish misa, he's still potter from paying the mamon. So that's the din of Kam Levi D'Rabbanei, that Misa potters from mamon, even Meshegig. What about, also you see from that parsha that when you kill an Uber, you're not Chayiv Misa. If killing an Uber would be punishable by B'nai Noach, the Gemara Darshan's on the Pasuk in the end of Parsha's Noach, Shafech Dam Ha'adam, Ba'adam Dam Yishafech. So Pshut Shal Mikra, he put the comma in between Shafech Dam Ha'adam, comma, one who kills another human being, Ba'adam Dam Yishafech, he deserves to be punished by Bezin, Bezin Shalmata, not Bezin Shalmaila. Ba'adam Dam Yishafech, Bezin Shalmata should put him to death. So that's the Pshut Shal Mikra, he put the comma after the word Ba'adam. And then the Gemara says the Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. It's clearly not pshuto shal mikra. In a mikra, it's the pshuto is always correct. But in addition to the pshuto, there are drushes, additional levels of interpretation in any given pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu, in such a way, word for word, letter for letter, that there should be additional levels of interpretation. There are Nochrim who wrote poems and who wrote books, who wrote novels, where they intended more than one kavana. They had the obvious kavana and two hidden kavanas. So the Chumash can have shivim param lator. In any given pasuk, you can have 70 different levels of interpretation. And sometimes if you hit the nail on the head, all of the 70 were in the author's intention. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended at the time that he dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. So in this pasuk, shafech tam ha'adam ba'adam, if you kill the life of a baby who's inside the womb of a mother, shafech tam ha'adam ba'adam, kama, domo yishafech. That's the additional level of interpretation. So the Gemara says, benach ne'erag al ha'ubrin. If a nochri kills an uber, he's chayv misa. So the Achronim raised the question, how did the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Nida that a tinik ben yomo, tinik ben yamechot, if a baby is one day old, he was just born today, so ha'harga neregolif, if I kill a uber, I'm chayv misa. You don't have to wait till 30 days. That's a din. If you have a tinuk who was born, you don't know whether kolol chadosh or lo kolol chadosh. You don't know, was it a full-term baby or not? What's the definition of full-term baby? So in the days of the Gemara, full-term meant there was a machlokes in the Gemara, and a machlokes in the Rishonim had a paskin. So the way it was usually assumed, the machlokes of Rishonim had a paskin, the way it was usually assumed for many generations was you need 9 full months, each month consisting of 30 days. That's not the way the Hebrew calendar is. That's not the way the secular calendar is. Secular calendar, every other month has 30 days. Every other month has 31 days. And the Hebrew calendar, every other month has 29 days. Every other month has 30 days. But here the Gemara says, B'ferish anida, that full-term pregnancy means 9 full months of 30 days each. So if the pregnancy was full-term pregnancy and then the baby was born, that's called kolol chadoshav. So then, tinek ben yomo, ben yomechon, ahorga neragolav, he has a din of achai. But if it's if you don't know whether it was kolol chadoshav, then you have to wait till shloshim yom. Where they get this idea, that doesn't say a chumish, that's a din of pidyon ben. So the din of pidyon ben, even if the baby was post-mature, even if the baby is born after 10 months, there is such a thing as a post-mature baby. The baby will be born with a head full of hair and the fingernails will be fully grown and the features will be, all the features will be sharper than usual because the baby was in the mother's womb for 10 months instead of nine. There's a premature baby and a post-mature baby. So if the baby was yadush and kol al-chadosh, then you don't have to wait 30 days. So the din is for pidyon ben, you have to wait till the yom lamed aleph, even if it's post-mature baby. That's the mitzvah in the chumash. Ben shloshim yom tivda, after the 30 days on the yom lamed aleph, you do pidyon ben. But why did the Torah pick on the number 30? So the Gemara assumes because if the vlad will be a sofik nefil, you don't know whether it was kol alachadosh or below kol alachadosh. You don't know exactly when the pregnancy began. So then you assume if the baby was born 30 days ago and it's already yom lamed aleph, then you assume that it's a vlad bar kayom. That's mevarer, that it was a vlad bar kayom. If you know for sure that it was lo kol alachadosh, it was a premature baby, then it doesn't help that you wait till 30 days. So when is the baby atzmach lal safek nefil? So the Gemara says, when the baby reaches the age of 20. Until the age of 20, he's a safek nefil. So you can't be mitzarif him to a minyan. Maybe he's not alive. He's walking around. He's functioning. He's finishing college. At the age of 19 and a half, he's finishing college ready. It's a safek nefil. Yeah. That's what the Chazon Ish said, that Bizman said that they have incubators. So if the baby was born prematurely, they put him in an incubator and then the hospital will release the baby and the doctors will say that this baby is just as healthy as any other baby that had a full-term pregnancy. So the Chazon Ish said, so then you don't have to wait till the baby reaches the 20th birthday. And the Minchas Yitzchok was upset about the Chazon Ish. Why? Who gave him the right to change the din in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch? Okay. Pashta says, like the Chazon Ish, if the doctor said the baby is just as healthy as anybody else, so then you don't have to wait till the age of 20. So when do you have this din that you have to wait 30 days? If it's any yodua, you don't know whether it was kol alachadoshav or not kol alachadoshav. If it's yodua she kol alachadoshav, then you don't have to wait 30 days. Then the Mishnah applies, tinik ben yomechor, ha'horgo neragolav, yichai mis, even if you kill the baby on the first day. And if it's Yodua Shaloi Kol Alech Hadashim, then it doesn't help if you wait 30 days, you have to wait till he reaches the age of 20. If it's any Yodua, you don't know. So the Ramah has in the end of Eben Ezra, and Abizman Azeh, we don't assume like that, that full-term pregnancy means 9 full months of 30 days each. Whatever it was in the days of the Gemara today, it's certainly not so. Once the pregnancy enters into the beginning of the 9th month, that's already considered Kala Chadosh. It's perfectly healthy, perfectly normal. And there are more quotes that from the Tshuvas HaTashbet. Tashbet, I think, lived in Algeria, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's what we assume. So the Achronim raised the question, how did the Gemara know? How did the Mishnah know the din? How did the Tanaim know the din? That a Horgas HaUber is not Chai Misef B'Nenech, and there are Al HaUberim, based on the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Noach, Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam, Dam HaYishofech, Adam BaAdam is an Uber. And the other Pasuk right next to it, Achaz Dimchal and Afshaseich HaMedrash, the Torah prohibits suicide. That applies equally to the Nochrim and to the Yisraelim. So why shouldn't this pasuk shafech dam ba'adam ba'adam dam yishafech? Why shouldn't this also apply equally to the Bnei Yisrael and to the Nochrim? So in the encyclopedia of the that's called Stechemed, he corresponded a lot with different rabbanim of his generation. He has a lot of letters from Rabbi Shlomo Levilner. Has a lot of letters from the Netziv, other contemporaries of his. So Rabbi Shlomo Levilner wrote him that the mocker is from the parsha in Parshas Mishpatim. That it says, "Im lo yeh asan," if the mother doesn't lose her life, then the one who's responsible for causing the abortion, causing the fetus to die, has to pay the mevalotis. In masan yeh, then you say, "Kam lebeder abni." Why only masan yeh? If the mother dies, if the uber dies, you all say, "Kam lebeder abni." So you see from the parsha that a Jew who kills an uber is not chayim misa. Only a Nochri who kills an Uber is Chayim Misa. A Jew kills an Uber is not Chayim Misa. The Miri has this also in Masech HaShabbos in one place. When the Gemara talks about killing an Uber on Shabbos, what the Malacha is. So the Gemara doesn't, sounds like it's not Netilis Neshama. Sounds like it's Oikadov and Migidula, that it's Kotzer. So the Miri says, because killing an Uber, because the Pasuk says that you don't say, come Lebid Rabbin, they say, see, they kill an Uber, you're not Chayim Misa. So that's the question. If killing an Uber, you're not Chayiv Misa, so what's the Isser? Is there an Isser or not? Is there an Isser or not to kill an Uber? Maybe it's Mutter. So the Stechemed has a whole section about that. What's the din of abortion? So there's one opinion that it's Mutter, one opinion that it's Mutter Menater, Asam the Rabbanan, and the third opinion is that it's Asam Menater. The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's Asam Menater. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion. The Ikamidi, is there such a thing that a Jew is permitted to do it and the Goy is punished? The Goy is not allowed to do it. The Goy have more mitzvahs than the Jews. It can't be. The Jews have to observe the basic Sheva mitzvah, not plus much more, over and above. It cannot be that if the Noyach is Neregalo Ubrim, means that it's a real Isa if he kills an Uber, and for the Jew it's Mutter. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it is an Isa deraisa. The only question is, what is the Isa deraisa killing an Uber? So that's a famous Juvah. Everybody refers it to the Tzitz Eliezer, but the Tzitz Eliezer's tshuva is based on someone who was bigger than him, the Taras Chesed. Taras Chesed was a rabbi in Lublin, and the practice used in the 1800s, and the practice used to be when the rabbanim would retire from the rabbanis in Europe, they would move to Yerushalayim. Like today, a lot of rabbis in America retire, and they move to Eretz Yisrael, and they sit and they learn in a koilola, they get involved in something there. So this, the Rav from Lublin, Reb Shneur Zalman from Lublin, retired, and he joined the Badatz of Deira Haredes, and he printed his collection of tshuvas. So he has a whole, two tshuvas in Chelek Eben Ezra. There are two volumes of Teres Chesed. First volume is Arachaim, second volume is Eben Ezra. So we quoted the volume on Arachaim where he has the discussion, in the Parsha Shir, and Parsha's Truma, we spoke about it, where the Torah's Chesed has a discussion, you can't use anything from a non-kosher animal, parchment, from a non-kosher animal to write parshias. So what about Tashmishei Mitzvah? Does that then only apply to Tashmishei Kedusha, like the cloth on which you write the Parshios or the Ritzuas, or does it even apply to Tashmishei Mitzvah? Let's say the Sandal Shal Chalitza. There's no Kedusha on the Sandal Shal Chalitza, but Rabbi Natan insists that it has to be from a kosher animal or the Shofar. The Shofar is not Tashmishei Kedusha, it's Tashmishei Mitzvah, but the Ramah quotes Aran. The Aran writes these Mesupik, whether the din of Lehuchshu and the Malach HaShemayim Alor Behem Torah Belvad applies to the Shofar or not. The Aran quote, the Ramah quotes in Hilchas Roshana, half of the Ran, as if the Ran said behechlet that it's no good. The Ran writes he's not sure, but the Ramah writes that it's no good. And same thing by Chalitza. We quote in Shulchan Aruch, they quote to Rabbi Natan that the Chalitza shoe has to be made from leather from a kosher animal. You can't use a non-kosher animal, even though it's not a Tashmishei Kedusha, it's only a Tashmishei Mitzvah. So that's his famous for the Torah's Chesed, that's on Chelek Arachaim. That's one of his more famous tshuvas. And Ebenezer has two tshuvas about abortions. And he discusses this shaila on the assumption that abortion is an isa deraisa for the Yisrael, just that he's not chayiv misa olav. So what is the nature of the isa? Is it an isa ritzicha? But it's a lower level of ritzicha because he's not a yolud, he wasn't born yet. So that's why there's no chayiv misa. Maybe we should assume there's no chayiv misa because it's not an isa ritzicha. Maybe it's just an isa chavola. Just like you're not allowed, if you have five fingers, you're not allowed to cut off a finger. Also, lo adam lachbol biatzma, that's a gemara perek hachayvam. You're not allowed to harm yourself. Hanusham alach v'aguf shalach, the body doesn't belong to us. We have no right to cut up our bodies. So is that the whole iser of abortion, chavola? So then whenever it's medically recommended, let's say if the woman goes through with the pregnancy, she's going to have the baby, she's going to have tzoras for years and years. The baby's going to be a sick child. It's going to cause her a lot of agmas nefesh. So if it's only an isa chavola, then the doctors would recommend medically that she should terminate the pregnancy. She should have an abortion. So that's the shaila. When do we assume that it's an isa ritzicha? So the only heter would be when the mother's life is endangered, the Rambam explains, because we consider the uber as if he's a roidef. Or do we say, no, it's not an isa ritzicha. You don't have to have din roidef in order to be allowed to kill the yuba. It's an isa chavola. Whenever it's medically recommended, then it would be mutter. So this is what the Torah's Chesed wants to say, that even the Rambam, who seems to say that abortion is an isa ritzicha, he thinks that maybe the Rambam only said it in the case when it's Yoshua ala Mashber. That's the case that the Rambam's talking about, when the woman is already in labor. But before she's in labor, the Vlad is already nekalotze. So then it's an isa ritzicha. Or maybe even if one should assume even before Yoshua ala Mashber, even before the woman goes into labor, but maybe the Rambam would think that there's an isa ritzicha also if it's kol alo chadoshav. If she already entered into the ninth month and the Vlad is a viable Vlad, if the Vlad will be born, then it'll be a Vlad Bakayama. It won't be an Eiffel. But if it's before Kol Alech Hadoshev, then maybe even the Rambam would agree that it's only an Iser Chavol, it's not an Iser Ritzicha. So there's a serious issues. There's the rumor of Moshe is machma on everything. Moshe is machma even within 40 days. Even to do an abortion within the first 40 days, and Moshe, within the first 40 days, is only Maya B'Alma. When a woman gives birth to a baby, or even if a woman has a miscarriage, if it was a Vlad that had a Tzuris Avlad, after 43, 44 days of the Vlad, the Uber, starts already to have a Tzuris Avlad. So even if the woman has a miscarriage after the Tzuris Avlad was formed, you have the dinim, she's mechuyev to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh, and you have the dinim of Tumas Yoledes, Zochel and Ikeva, usually we won't know. If the Vlad comes out after 45 days, you won't know whether it's supposed to be a Zohar or an Ikeva. So you have to go to Chumra in both directions. Has he made Tumah like an Ikeva, 2 weeks, and has he made Tar only like a Zohar? You have to wait to bring the Korban to left to the Yamim of an Ikeva. You have to go to Chumra in all directions. So again, over here, so Rashi on Chof Tes and Alf explains that Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is the mocker for the din of Kamlei B'dirab Mirei, that whenever you have a Chiyav Mis and Mamel simultaneously, then you don't have to pay the mammon. In Masan Yiv and Asat Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, you don't pay the Mevelonis. In Lo Yiv, if the mother doesn't lose her life, even though the Ubel dies, but the mother doesn't lose her life, then there's no kam lebidrami because no chiyamis. So Reb Nachunya ben Akana Hayoy says Yom Kippurim kishabbos. What do you mean kishabbos? This is an allusion to the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. The Mishnah says in Bava Kamma, "Aserv kedisha shel chaver bis Shabbos." If I burn down your barn on Shabbos, I'm chayv misa because of havara. I burn down your barn. It's a malacha of havara, one of the lamates malachas. So I'm chayv misa. So since, and even if it was b'shoigeg, b'li hasra b'zman hazeh, no one's getting any yonish misa. So that's tana de bechizke. You still say come levi the rabbinay. So the Mishnah says, "Hasar kedishin shel chaver b'Shabbos is potter from paying the mamon. Potter medini yadim b'chay b'dina shamay." That's what we said. The Rashi and Tosfos in Bava Metzia and the Tzadik right interpreting the Gemara. The Esther nasan Torah filu ba'alimoi. Whenever there's a case of kum lebi derab minei, the bezin shel mata will not make you pay the mamon. But the balotz is a deshamayim. You ought to pay. You ought to pay. That's why. That's what we mentioned. The Brisker Rav said, and the Panim Yofes by the Haflon Chumash, they say it says when you pay the Mevelotis, it says when Osam Biflilim, the Bezdim will make you pay. It must and Yev and Asat and Nevesh Tachas Nevesh. The Bezdim will not make you pay, but the Balotz is a Deshamayim. You ought to pay anyway. That's the din of every case of Kom Levi De Ramine. We assume that. But Balotz Ishmael, we are supposed to pay. So the Mishnah has again, a serve Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos and Mishnah B'Bakam and Alamitz. If I burn down your barn on Shabbos, I'm part of Medina Yodim. Bezon Shal Maila will expect me to pay, but Balotz Ishmael should pay for the Dini Maman and Hefzid Maman, but the Bezon will not make me pay. What about a serve Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Yom HaKippurim? There is no Chiyav Nisa when you do Malach on Yom Kippur, but there is a Chiyav Kares. That's from Nechunya ben Akana. We don't pass like him. I'm Nechunya ben Akana. Hayoise as Yom Kippurim kishabbos litashlumin. He said Yom Kippur has the same din as Shabbos with respect to kam lebid derab minei. That just like Misa patas from Mammon, so too Koris patas from Mammon. We don't accept his opinion. Then the Gemara has there in Ksubis and Perikei Lenaris and Machloek is a Bai Verave. If he would have accepted Rab Nechunya ben Akana's opinion, what would he have said? By Misa B'dei Shemaim. Misa B'dei Shemaim is a slightly lower oinish than Koris. The Gemara says, the Leos Daf and Moed Kot. In Koris, the person is supposed to die at the age of 50. And Misa B'dei Shemaim, the person is supposed to die at the age of 60. So you have an extra 10 years. It doesn't correspond to reality. We see people on Mechal Shabbos, they live till 80, till 90, till 100. So what happened to the Koris? So Tosfos says, maybe they did some mitzvahs. The Rishayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him by Lamazet, but in principle, Koris is one is supposed to die at the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shemayim is supposed to die at the age of 60. That's the Gemara, the last daf, the Bavli holds like that, that Koris is more chomer than Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Avnei Meluim by the Ktzos and Ebenezer writes that the Rishalmi seems to disagree with the Bavli and hold that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more chomer than Koris. So the so that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava in Ksubas and beginning of Perek Elenaris, where you have a lot, the first few dafim in Elenaris, all about Kom Levi Derabim, all the details of Kom Levi Derabim. So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava within Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Hayoses Yom Kippurim kishabbos, they're just like Misa patas from Mammon, so to Koris also patas from Mammon. Would he say Misa B'dei Shemayim also patas from Mammon or not? So that's a shot, but it's irrelevant for us because we don't pass like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So the Almach like Zabai Virav is irrelevant. Yeah, why did the Gemara quote Rav Nechunya ben Akana here to explain the Brisa? The Brisa talks about a case, the Tanya, around 11, 12 lines from the bottom of Chavtes Manav. Ha'oichel chomet shal hegdish b'moed mo'al b'yesham r'mloy mo'al. Why should it be yesham r'mloy mo'al? So the Gemara says, because it goes like Rav Nechunya ben Akana that if you eat chometz the Pesach you chayv koris, so koris patas from tashlumen, so therefore you potter from paying the keren v'chaimish. You potter from paying the keren v'chaimish. Why you potter from the korban though? Lo mo'al means you don't bring the asham ilus. There were six ashamas. There are five asham vada and one asham talui, safik. So one of the ashamas, one of the five asham vadais, is Hashem Me'ilus, one is Moel Behegdish. Does Kam Levi Derabinei Patu from bringing a korban? So Tosfos has a Gemara in Hamatznia, in Masechus Shabbos, it says, Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Hamatznia has a case. Hamotzi Ochlem Bekli, Shogag Ba Ochlem Behizid Ala Kli. He knows you're not allowed to carry kelim on Shabbos, but pots and pans, but he thought that you're allowed to carry food. on Yom Tov, there's a heter echal nevesh. He taught on Shabbos, he's also allowed to carry food in the street. So he carries in one hand, he carries oichlam, in one hand, he carries a kli. Let's say like that. So he's mazed. Shogeg ba'echlam mehizet ala kli. So he's chay misa for carrying the kli on Shabbos, that he knows is also the game hasra. And it's chayv chatas for carrying the oichlam. He thought it's mutter to carry food on Shabbos. He thought there's a heter echal nefesh. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Why is he chayv chatos for carrying the oichlam b'shegeg? Why don't you say kam lebi the rabbinay? Since he carries the kli, so that's a chi of misa. He's at ala kli b'shegeg al oichlam. So he's chayv misa on the kli. So it should become lebi the rabbinay. He shouldn't be chayv. He shouldn't be chayv to bring the chatos for carrying the oichlam b'shegeg. So Tosfos said, you see from the Gemara that Kamleib the Tirets, that Kamleib the Rabbi Mene doesn't patter you from Karbonis. Why not? So Tosfos gives the whole explanation. I would have thought, what's the whole question in the first place? Kamleib the Rabbi patters from paying Ben Adam Lachavera, doesn't patter you from bringing Karbonis Ben Adam Lamokam. So Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos said, the answer is because the Karbon is for the purpose of Kapara. And Kamleib the Rabbani doesn't pater from Kapur. So Tosfos extrapolates from this that just like Kamleib the Rabbani doesn't pater from a korban because it's a kapura, so too Kamleib the Rabbani wouldn't pater from a tashlum imamin that's a kapura. Where do you have tashlum imamin that's kapura? So that's a chiddush. Tosfos comes up with there are three different categories of tashlumin. There's mamin, there's knas, and there's kapura. What's the difference between mamin and knas? So we know mamin is. If I admit that I owe you money, so Bezdin will make me pay the money. And Moida B'Knas is Pater. So that's a major difference. If a person knows that he's Chayv Mamon, he pay. Person knows that he's Chayv Knas, it doesn't make sense to pay on his own. Even B'Balot Sisidei Shemaim, you have to have a Gmar Din of a Bezdin, because Knas is an Einish. Einish has to be imposed by others. And I know that I eat Chazer and I deserve Malkus, I'm going to beat myself up. I'm going to give myself Malkus. That's not called Malkus, self-imposed. I know that I was Mechal Shabbos B'mezid and I'll commit suicide. You don't accomplish anything by doing that. Misa in Malkus and paying Knas is all an Oynish, and an Oynish has to be imposed by the Bezin. And that's, and Bezin can only impose the Oynish if they ascertain that the person did something wrong. If they don't have any evidence that he did something wrong, he's going to admit on his own. He's going to come to Bezin and say, I ate chazer, I want you to give me malchus. If he say, ain't on the mes matzvei rosha, he's not believed to establish. He's believed to pay mammon. I does baldin kame eidim dami and mammon. I admit that I owe money. But if I admit that I did an avera, so the ain't on the mes matzvei rosha, so the same apply. Where is the mocha for ain't on the mes matzvei rosha? That's the drosha that the Tanoim darshan on the pasuk. Asher ashein elohim, ishalem shtayim lere, asher ashein elohim, pratam asher asatzmo. That's the lashon. Ain on meis matzmei rasha is based on that phrase. Asher ashein alehim pratlam ashia es atzmo. If the person will admit that gonav, I gamved, and therefore I'm chayv, I stole $1 million from the bank, and I changed all the documents, and I admit that I stole. So I want to pay $2 million. I want to pay $1 million karen, $1 million kefil. So the din is that Bezin doesn't believe me. Asher ashein alehim. If he says on his own, I stole the money from the bank, they don't believe that story. They will believe that he stole $1 million from the, that he owes $1 million to the bank. That's the Karen they believe. But in order to make him pay Kefil, you have to ascertain that he did an Avera. And the person is not believed on himself to say, he's not believed on his own to say that he did an Avera. So that's the difference between Mammon and Knas. Modi b'Knas is Potter and Hardoas Baldin Kemeirim Dami. By Mammon, you are Chayiv. What's that's on the and then there's Mammon and Knas on the one hand, and then there's Kapara on the other hand. What's an example of a Tashlumin that's given L'shem Kapara? So the Gemara says Kufra Kapara. Kaifer, Kufra Kapara. Is there anything else that's considered Kapara? So Tosfos comes up with the Chiddush Zarsha Ochal. And there's another Kapara to bring a carbon. Yeah, but that's a lashamayim, a korban. Is there another tashlum in Ben Adam Lachavera that's considered a kapur? So the Tosfos says, yeah. Tosfos says, zar she'ochal truma b'shegeg. You have to give keren v'chaymish. you have to give davar haroi lias kaidish. Let's say he ate truma wine. So he has to give wine of chulin. When he gives the wine, the kerem v'chaimish, he gives it to the kayin, atashlum and epachim lias truma. The tashlum had become truma. So that payment of the kerem v'chaimish by zar shachal truma b'shoigeg, that's considered a kapara. How does Taisus know that that's so? Because there's a Gemara Masechah Shabbos. What if a person is Mechal Shabbos b'mezid? So b'mezid is not chai v'chatas. What if it's hizid balag v'shogag b'koris? He knew that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but he didn't think that there's a punishment of koris. If he would have known that there's koris, he wouldn't have violated the Issa. That's an Issa Chama. He's careful l'chatzoin. He does want to violate krisis, but stam avera, to talk l'shnare, that doesn't bother him. To eat tray for food, that doesn't bother him. But to be Mechal Shabbos at Yechayv Koris, that he wouldn't do. But to eat chayla bedam, that he wouldn't do. The creases he's careful about. So that's a Machlek Zabiechen Reish Lokish, and we pass Kulak Rabiechen, and his it belag, Bishogag Bekoris is called Bishogag. He's Chayv Chatas. That's considered Mechal Shabbos Bishogag. So the Gemara says, there's a machloek that's abay v'rova, and we paskan la'aloche. Not only is it true, he's a belav v'shogeg b'koris is called b'shogeg b'negeit echatos, b'negeit zar shochal truma b'shogeg. Zar shochal truma b'meizid is misa b'dei shamayim. Zar shochal truma b'shogeg has to give kerem v'chaymish as a kapara. So the Gemara says that kerem v'chaymish is to misa b'dei shamayim like chatos is to koris. If a person violated an Issa Koris b'shegeg, he has to bring a chatas for kapara. So if the person zar shochal truma b'shegeg, if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have mechay misa b'dei shamayim. So if he did it b'shegeg, then he's chayev to give the keren v'chaimish, davar haroi lias kodesh. So the Gemara says that keren v'chaimish is the misa b'dei shamayim by the zar shochal truma b'shegeg, just like chatas is to the koris. So once you pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the hizid belag b'shogeg b'koris is called shegeg. So the same over here, if hizid belag b'shogeg b'misa b'dei shamayim, that'll also be that's also considered b'shegeg, not b'mezid. So just like he's saying, there's no kamblei with the rabbinei on a carbon, because it's bolach hapara, so to on a tashlum a mamin, not only on kufra kapara is it kapara. Zar shachal truma b'shegeg is also kapara. How do you know that it's kapara? So the previous Tosfos has, and chavtesim and alev dimamaskal, man yeshoimim. Tosfos quotes a mission that there's no mechila on kerem v'chaimish by zar shachal truma b'meizid. I was mafresh truma, and I'm supposed to give it to the kohanim. And I knew that it's the truma, and I go and I eat it myself. So I'm stealing from, it's gezel from Shevet Kohanim. It doesn't belong to any particular individual kohen yet. It belongs to the Shevet Kohanim. When your mafresh truma belongs to Shevet Kohanim, you're supposed to give it away to the Kohanim. So if the farmer goes and eats it on his own, he's mechuyev to pay me tam gazlan. So let's say if the truma did belong to a kohen already, so that kohen has the right to be meichel. But if a zar shochal truma b'shegeg, the Mishnah says the kohen has no right to be meichel. So Tosfos understood the reason why, because whenever there's a chiyuv mamon that's kapara, so it doesn't lend itself to mechila. So they have, if you look in the Tosfos in Ksubis, on daf, where is it? I think it's daf lamed amud bet. Yeah, here it says I know Tosfos Ksubis daf lamed amud bet di b'maskal zar shochal. Yeah. So the Tosfos there gives you around 5-6 nafkaminas halacha lemaisa between mamon knas on the one hand and kapar on the other hand. So one nafkamina is kam lebi derab minei, doesn't apply, just like by korban there's no kam lebi derab. Number two, mechila doesn't apply. What else? Number three, eid echod is believed. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. Says beferish in the Gemara. Some rishonim say it could be once you get to the maskanas hasugya, the Gemara backs out. But it doesn't really say in the Gemara whether they backed up. So many Rishonim assume, even Lamaskana, Eid Echad is believed. By Kapar, it's like Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. What else? Would there be a din of Shvuah Sa'edus? Let's say I tell the Eidim, I want you to bow Eidun, I want you to testify that I showed up in Shul this morning and I davened with my talis and tefillin on. and they say the only time there's a din of shvua eidus is if the mafsid mi mamon, they refuse to testify in court, and because they're refusing, so that's why I'm losing mamon. If there's a case min adam machavera, so if the case min adam machavera is one regarding kapara, that's considered min adam lamakam. That's like I'm saying, Boba, hey, do not come and testify that I showed up this morning to Minyan, that I was sitting in the base manager and I was learning. That's not a din terb in Adam HaChavera. So there's no din of Shavuos HaEdus on that. What's another nafkamina? En kapor lemesim. You can't bring a chatas or an osham after the person died already. That's a person et chela b'shoikik, and he sets aside a korban chatas, and he doesn't get to be makrovit till after he dies. He was magdashit already, but he doesn't get to be makrovit. Can the yorshim be makrovit that he should get a kapor? So the Gemara says, no, chatas and osham is not bo b'nedim nedob. He can only bring the chatas and the osham if the person is going to get a kapora. And if he's dead already, he ain't kapora l'mesim, so you don't makrov the korban. So Tosfos says, who denami, you don't pay kaifer after you die. I'm the bal hashor, and my shor mod killed in odom. So I'm chuyif to pay kaifer to the osham. If I die before I pay the kaifer, my osham don't have to pay, because ain't kapora l'mesim. So these are all nafkaminas that Tosfos has. The whole thing is based on a Gemara. It's all based on Gemara. It's all based on Gemara's and Baba Kama. Not that Tosfos invented the whole thing from thin air. They got it from a whole bunch of Gemara's. Is that really true? Ein kapara la mesim. It's the Ramor writes in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Why is the correct name for the holidays Yom HaKippurim in the plural? In America, they call it Yom Kippur. One kapara, singular. But in Tanakh, it's referred to as Yom HaKippurim. So the Ramor quotes from the Maharival. That Maharival, that it's kapar lachaim, kapar lamesim. It's a day on which there's atonement for the dead people also. What happened to the klalein kapar lamesim? You see that on Yom Kippur, there's even kapar lamesim. So Rabbi Yitzchok Hana has that with a few more kashas. The Kohen Gadol, one who kills Bishag has to go to the Ari Miklot. He has to wait till the most Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then the Horeg Bishgoga gets a kapar. So what if the Horeg Bishgoga dies before the Kohen Gadol died? So he can't even bury him the Kever Avosov, because he didn't get his kapar yet. So on the outskirts of the Ari Miklot, they had a Beis HaKvaris, and whoever would die before the Kohen Gadol died, so they would bury him there. Then 5 years later, the Kohen Gadol dies. So the Gemara says, then the person who died a natural death 5 years ago, the Ari Bishgoga gets his kapara, and then you can remove the body and bury him in the Kivri Abosav. So don't you see the Yesh Kapara Lamesim? So Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan, Rabbi Yeshiva University, Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan has a Chibra Achosh Mishpat. So he poses these questions with some more, and he says the answer is, it depends whether it's Kapara Sayochid or Kapara Satzibur. If it's Kapara Sayochid, like paying Kaifer, or like paying Kerem V'chomish by Zashoch al Truma B'Shegek, I'll bring a gachatos in an oshim. That's kapara sayochid. One individual person gets a kapara. So in kapara sayochid, there's not in kapara lamesim. But if it's a kapara for a whole group of people, either Yom Kippur's kapara satzibur, or let's say you bring an egla rufa. It's how to say kapal amche. So the kohanim from the city that's closest to the cholol have to recite the tefillah kapal amche so shepadisa Hashem. Who is Amchesol Shepadis Hashem Yotzim Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says, Ruya Kaporosu Shetachaper al Yotzim Mitzrayim. When you bring an Egla Rufa, it's Mechaper not only on the people who live in the city, Ira Kreva Lecholol today, it's Mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael, including the people who died centuries ago, 3,000 years ago, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I but ain't kapar la mesim. So that's the answer. No, but it's a kaparas hatzibur. It's a or the missus can go to zanai mechapa on one person, mechapa on all the people who harig bishgoga. So since it's mechapa on a whole group of people, some of them are living, it's a migud that it's mechapa on them. It's mechapa on the mesim as well. If it's a kaparas hayochid, then that's Rabbi Yitzchok Hana writes, and it's chibur an chayshimish. But if it's a kaparas hayochid, then there's no kapar la mesim. But if it's a kapara for a whole group, then migud is mechaper on the living people, then it's mechaper on the dead people as well. Here there's an interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosfos again with Ram Nechunya ben Akana. It's not relevant halacha l'maaseh because we don't paskin like Ram Nechunya ben Akana. There is a major difference between the two kinds of kam lebe derabbanei. Kam lebe derabbanei, if you have chi of misa in moment simultaneously, So you get the misa, you don't pay the mammon, and then malchus the mammon. Malchus the mammon, Rab Meir holds loikem mishalem. Rab Meir doesn't hold from that kumle with the rabbi, but we don't accept Rab Meir's opinion. So we pass on. There are two kinds of kumle with the rabbi. Misa patas from mammon, and malchus patas from mammon if it's biidna. So what happens if it's chayvim misa shoygigim? Bisman hazeh, the person is not going to get the death penalty, or he killed b'shoygig or b'li hasroa. So you still say that's tana b'chizke lo chelakta ben shoygig lemezid. You still say kam lebi derabbanei. Would you carry over tana b'chizke to the other kam lebi derabbanei a malchus and mammon? So that's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, and we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, the Gemara has a klal in Yevamos around Afla Medvava, so that we only pass on like Reish Lakish in three cases. Ruba the ruba of the cases where it's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Chavi Malkis Shoigigim are not Kamlai B'Dirabinei. Only Chavi Misen Shoigigim is Tana de Bechizke. Tana de Bechizke doesn't apply to Malkis. By Malkis, if he doesn't actually get the Malkis, then you don't apply Kamlai B'Dirabinei. So what would you say according to Rabbi Nechodim and Hakona? Hayoses Yom Kippurim Ki Shabbos? Or Hayoses Yom Kippurim Ki Malkis? What does he say? Yom Kippur Koris Patas from Mammon. Like Misa Patas from Mammon, so even if it was B'shegig, also Patas. But he's saying, no, Koris Patas from Mammon, like Malkas Patas from Mammon. So only if indeed he's really going to get the Koris. But if he did the Aver, Chayvi Krisis Shegigin, you would not say Kam Levi Dramine. So that's a Machlekes here on our daf, Rashi and Tesis. Mm-hmm. Rashi says that only Patas B'mezid and not B'shegig. Rashi has Yesh Toim. Some made a mistake here. The kashaluk yipotem chayim erakon b'mezid, but b'shoigig not. So Rashi says, no, it is b'shoigig. Tosu zeh. The gabi chametz mezid hu. Gabi heg b'shoigig hu. No. The chametz is, Rashi holds that Rav Chudim erakon said that Koris is like Malkus. Koris is not like Nisa. And Tosu disagrees with the Rashi. Tosu holds, no, hayos is yom kippurim ki Shabbos. Not hayos is yom kippurim ki Malkus. Yom Kippurim is like Shabbos. It's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos within Rav Nechonim and Akana. We don't pass on like Rav Nechonim and Akana. So the whole machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos is irrelevant. Here there's an important Tosfos saying, Poyrim is HaKotchim. There are two types of Pidyon Hegdish. The different types of Hegdish. When you set aside, when you designate a behema or an oaf, oila soifa, chata soifa, oilas behema, shlamim, whatever, so gets right away a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. What's the significance of saying has kedushas haguf lamizbeach? He can't be poida unless he gets a mum kavua. And there's no din a mum by oifas. The din is tamas v'zachas bebehemes, when tamas v'zachas beoifas. Sometimes as a korban has to be davke zocher. An oila has to be a zocher, a chatas has to be in a keva. But if you have an oila soif or a chatas soif, there is a difference between a male and a female bird. But the chatas soif doesn't have to be female, and the oila soif doesn't have to be male. The din of zocher versus nekeva, or the din atam as opposed to balmum, only applies to behemoth, it doesn't apply to oifas. There is a din by oif if it's mechusa aver. You can't be makar of it, but it's not that there's a din of balmum, but it's a different degree of a balmum, that you need mechusar eva. It's a different din. It's the Rambam says, based on the pasuk Nari, hakaveh no lefecha secha, hayirtzecha hayisafanecha. It's not the quote Shemayim to bring an oif, that's mechusar eva, but there is no din of balmum by oifas. So that's why the Gemara says, ein pinyon leoif. If a behemus korban gets a mum kavua, then you can be poida. If an oif gets a mum kavua, even if it'll be in Mechus Arabia, you can't be poida. It's not a balmum. The din of balmum doesn't apply. Just like the din of Zohar Nekeva, the Gemara learns that from Psukim. Thomas was Zachar's Bebehema, and Thomas was Zachar's Zareifus. The difference between a Zohar Nekeva, that the oila has to be Dafke, and Zohar and the Chatzis has to Dafke be in a Keva, doesn't apply to Zareifus. And the din of balmum doesn't apply. So let's say by Behema. So if I'm magdish a behema tmima, and then it develops a mum kavua, so then you can be poida. That's a din you can be poida. But even after you poida, it still has restrictions because the pidyon doesn't really accomplished to remove the whole kedusha. The Gemara says even after you paid the that's called behemas psulei hamikdashim. If you had a carbon that had a kedusha aguf lamizbeach, and then it develops a mum kavud, that's called kodam hekdesha lemumo. First you were magdashit, and then it became a balmum kavua. Even if at the time I was magdashit, it was a balmum oiver, but it wasn't the balmum kavua. And I'm magdashit, then it becomes a balmum kavua. So then it lends itself to pidyon. But even after you paid this, the pidyon will not remove the whole kedusha. The din is that it's still oisit tmura. Even after you paid it, it's still oisit tmura. It's a pidyon hamatir. It allows you to shecht it chutz lamigdosh, atome v'ato yachta v'chelena katzvi v'cho ayol. Even a tome is allowed to eat. Usually you're not allowed to shecht karbonas chutz lamigdosh. So the psul lamigdoshim, you are allowed to shecht chutz lamigdosh. Usually karbonas, you're not allowed to eat it bitume. Here it says, atome v'ato yachta v'chelena. You may eat it chutz lamigdosh. You may eat it in the state of tume. So that's if it's kodam hegdesha lemumo. It didn't have a mum kavua before. But what if it's called a mum lahegdesha? That's a Mishnah in Pchoris Daf Yudalet, that Tesis quotes. That's an important Mishnah, Pchoris Daf Yudalet, that if called a mum kavua lahegdesha, so the animal never gets, behemah, never gets the kedusha aguf lamizbech in the first place. It's like setting aside $1,000 for the purpose of bringing a korban. So guess what we call the kedusha's damim lamizbech. So let's say I'll set aside an animal, but the animal already has a mum kavua. So to set aside an animal, the animal only has a kedushas damim lamizbech. Doesn't never got in the first place a kedusha guf lamizbech. Kedushas damim lamizbech means that it's oimid lepidyon. The whole purpose of it is oimid lepidyon. Then when you paid it, the pidyon is mafkir the whole kedusha. It's not that the pidyon is a pidyon hamatir. It's not matir. The pidyon removes the whole kedusha. Then it's not oisat tamura. It wasn't oisat tamura before you paid it. It was called the mum kavu al hegdesha. It only got in the first place only. Kedushas damim lamizbech, never got a kedusha guf lamizbech. By Menachos and Nesachim, that's the Mishnah, the Perek HaMenachos van Sochim, the end of Maseches Menachos. So it says, if you want to bring a korban of yayin, you want to bring a korban of a mincha, so you have a sack of flour, you have a bottle of wine, and you declare hareza korban, so it only gets a kedushas damim lamizbech till you do kiddush kli. By behemoth and neifes, it gets right away a kedusha guf lamizbeach, unless it has already a mum kavua koydim lahegdesha. But by menachas and sachem, even if it's in perfect condition, it's roi lahakriv, it only gets a kedusha damim lamizbeach. You have to put it in the klisharis. That's based on psukim and chumash. Once you put the menachas and sachem in the klisharis, then it gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach. But before kiddush kli. Doesn't yet have a kedusha guf lamizbech. So that's what Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The whole discussion Rashi quotes there's a machlokes hatanoim etmura daf lamadam. See the last four lines in Rashi. The pasuk in Chumash Dvarim speaks about pidyon hegdesh. Tizbach ve'achalta basa. So tizbach ve'lagisa and basa ve'lecholof. So that's by psuli hamigdoshin. And then there's a machlokes the darshan ve'achalta ve'lola klavecha. Or you don't dash him a chalta. He could dash tizbach a chalta. Yeah. Lemute giza v'chala v'avloi liklavecha lo dash. That's the machlokes hatanam. The darshan ain't poyim sakach ma'achila liklav manah. But that's only if it's kodem hegdesha lemumo. But over here, kodem hegdesha lemumo, it started off as having a kedusha guf lamizbeach. But here it didn't have a kedusha guf. Here it's magdash chametz. Magdash chametz only kedushas damim. So kedusha zam the whole dinner vein poyrin sakach ma'achilin leklovim the whole machlokes doesn't apply the ganzam that's hikshara ben hananel that's how tesis begins the whole machlokes in b'chayrus whether poyrin sakach ma'achilin leklovim only applies if the thing had a kedusha aguf lamizbeach it was kodam hegdesha lemum kavua but if it never had a kedusha aguf lamizbeach in the first place then it's a pidyon hamafkir kedusha so it removes the whole kedusha so everything is muta. So Tosha says, Anachinami, on the level of the rice, everybody agrees that since he was Magdash Chometz, it never had a Kedusha Guf Lamizbech, only had Kedusha Damim Lamizbech, and once you paid it, it removes the whole Kedusha, so it's Muta Lachila Leklovim, and the Gemara means on the level of the Rabbanan, there's a Machlokes, on the level of the Rabbanan. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We will continue tomorrow. Mazel tov to all those who plan to go to the wedding. Okay. Should all marry them.